How we doing? Nothing new to report on the roster. Really no news today. We'll go back out this afternoon. A little more emphasis on Philadelphia, kind of work on some things that are specific to the Eagles and to the game Monday night. So I'll be out there today, be off tomorrow, then we'll be back Sunday, and the game's on Monday. So we're moving right along.
Nick, there's a report out there on ESPN and a TV station in Tampa about Jeff Demps. Have you been in contact? Is that close?
Yeah, we don't have anything to report. I mean, we get up here every day. Bill says something about the roster. I say something. If we have any transactions, there's nothing to report. Want to talk more about astronauts?
You follow the Mars thing?
Pardon me?
Mars Curiosity?
No.
How have you felt about the first 17 practices at camp?
There's a lot that's happened. I think we're making progress. A lot of the installation, just in terms of our system, I'd say for the most part, is in place. As we get to the games here a little bit more this week and next week, it'll start to become maybe a little bit more specific to the opponent. It's training camp. You know, just have to push through it. There's some good days, there's some rough days, and the most important thing is if we can learn each day and just gradually improve, you've got a long way to go before we get to Tennessee, you know, because you want to make sure that you're ready to go for the opening of the season. So right now we're focused on Philly, and then next week we'll have it'll be a short week, which will simulate some of the things we'll have to go through inevitably at some point during the season. So you're trying to juggle a number of different things, but I think we're moving in the right direction. The team's worked hard. I mean, the guys have been out there. They worked really hard. They're trying to get better. I mean, it's a coachable group. They try to do things the right way, and that's all you can really ask for.
How would you assess Logan and how he's worked back into rotation this week?
Sure, yeah. He's been able to get a few more snaps, kind of starting the one-on-ones. He's taken a few team snaps there yesterday. Logan's worked really, really hard to get to this point. There's not a more of a program guy than Logan Mankins. I mean, everybody, you know, he's everything that we stand for. It's good to have him out there. And, you know, he's working through some things, you know, like everybody else. I mean, he's missed a lot of time just in terms of his techniques and fundamentals. But he's played a lot of football, and, you know, hopefully each day he can gradually build on what he's doing.
Do you see his strength getting better and better?
I think he's improving each day. You know, each day he's able to add a few more things to what we're asking him to do. You know, hopefully that will continue, and we'll see what kind of workload he can handle.
Any update on Stephen Ridley?
No updates there.
Did on Wilson?
No updates there, yep. Those guys are day-to-day. I mean, really, that's the truth.
How is Mike Rivera looking?
Mike's had a pretty good camp. You know, we came in last year, was on our practice squad for most of the year, had a good offseason. He's been able to get a few more snaps, been able to take advantage of the opportunity as he's been presented. Well, he's a tough guy. He's smart. He runs well. He's got good size. He's shown up out there at some different points. So he's doing some decent things.
When a guy like Dane goes down, you can kind of sit together as a group and say, Do we need to replace him in his one role with one player, or you have to sort of mix and match with?
Yeah, I mean, really, we're always mixing and matching, see who can handle what. Some players can handle a little bit more than others. So whatever they're asked to do, if a player can handle it and do it, then we'll give them that opportunity to do it. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes. You just manage those things this time of the year. It's not, okay, something happens, and, okay, you go out, and all of a sudden we're going to bring somebody else in. I mean, you're dealing with 90 guys, and it's not as easy as that. It's as simple as that.
How good was it to have Rob back on the field this week, and how was he looking?
I think he's working back into it. You know, just missed a couple days there. But, I mean, anybody that misses, whether it's a day or two of practice, you know, it just puts you a little bit behind. And, you know, you have a little catching up to do. So, I mean, hopefully that those guys, whoever, you know, when they come back on the field, they can get back up to speed with what everybody else is doing.
you scout Jeff Demps much?
Yeah, I mean, every school that we go into, you know, we have our list of players, the players that are going to be eligible for the draft, and we evaluate those players.
What did you like about him?
You know, good with the ball, good speed, caught the ball okay, a little bit undersized. But they had some good offensive players. I mean, he and Rainey split some time, you know, so they kind of used them some different ways. But, I mean, Florida's had track record of some pretty good football players that'll come out of there. But, I mean, anytime we go into a school, I mean, we'll look at everybody, regardless of whatever their circumstances.
How did you assess him as a kick returner?
He had a little bit of production. So how that translates over, the schemes are different. You know, any returner that comes into the NFL, I mean, whatever they did in college schematically, it's probably going to be a lot different than what we're going to ask them to do. So,
is there a reason why he didn't have to go through the draft process?
You'd have to ask them about that. I don't handle that. I don't control that.
Is he like a Percy Harvin type player? How would you describe him, or what kind of a fit is he in an offense?
No, Percy was a receiver. I mean, he was a bigger guy, had good size, real explosive, caught the ball well. He's a running back, I would say. He's more of a running back. Anything else?
Minor note, have you ever challenged Josh to the bucket drill?
I had a bad experience with the bucket drill a few years ago. Mr. Kraft was walking onto the field, and I almost laced him in the head. So I've stayed away from the bucket drill for a few years now. So, but we haven't had that challenge yet. Actually, it was more comical to watch in 07, him and Billy try to run routes against each other and have them cover one another and me throw the ball to them. So that was a little more comical than throwing the ball in a bucket. So,
how was your competition with him and John Carroll?
With Josh? We were roommates on the road that first year, so there were three of us. You know, we roomed together on the road, and we'd had a great relationship. You know, the way it worked out, I mean, you know, that it was kind of out of my hands. It was good competition. I mean, he was a great teammate. I loved playing with him. I love having him as a receiver. You know, somebody that has played the position to play receiver has a bigger picture understanding of some things maybe that somebody else might not. But yeah, we've had a longstanding relationship and friendship that goes back to 95, 96. So it's continued. Glad he's here. All right, that's it. All right, thanks.